Here's a joke for the kids. Why didn't Noah go fishing? He only had two worms.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's time to test your Bible knowledge. Who was the smartest man in the book of Genesis? Abraham. He knew a lot. When was meat first mentioned in the Bible? When Noah took Ham into the ark. All right, enough hamming it up. If you didn't know Ham was Noah's son, well, that was the joke. Let's get serious. Recently, we had a Bible quiz on this program, and let me say humbly that it was fantastic, partly because it was multiple guess. Thanks for your responses. So let me present our fantastic Bible quiz part 7. You can search for the others at laughagain.org. Let's see how you do. Don't forget to keep score. First, one more question just for fun. What kind of lights did Noah have on the ark? Floodlights. All right, here we go. Number 1, which book of the Bible mentions sea monsters? Ezekiel, Job, or Revelation? Well, Ezekiel and Job mention a monster in the sea. Now, carefully set sail for question 2. Who was the first disciple chosen by Jesus? John, Reggie, or Peter? If you said Peter, you're right. Reggie, not so right. Speaking of right, did you know that the Hittites sometimes wrote from right to left on one line and from left to right on the next? Now you know. 3. Abigail was the wife of Nabal or David? Either is right. Why? After her husband Nabal died, Abigail married David. And our granddaughter is named Abigail. It means my father's joy, and that she is. Number 4. The year of Jubilee came how often for the Israelite? Every 7 years or 50 years? It was 50 years. Number 5. What was in the Ark of the Covenant in the tabernacle? The Ten Commandments, a pot of manna and Moses' rod? Or the Ten Commandments, a pot of manna and Aaron's rod? Well, it was Aaron's rod, the one that budded. Number 6. Who is the only Gentile in an all-Jewish cast of New Testament writers? Luke or James? It's Dr. Luke. Question 7. Who said, how can a man be born when he is old? Jesus or Nicodemus? Nicodemus. He later defended Jesus before the Sanhedrin and openly assisted in the burial of Jesus' body. Number 8. How many languages was the Bible first written in? 1, 2, or 3? If you said 3, way to go. The New Testament was written in Greek, most of the First Testament in Hebrew, and part of Daniel in Aramaic. One more question. How many minutes a day will it take you to read the Bible through in a year? 60, 24, or 12? The answer is about 12. In AD 303, the Roman Emperor Diocletian issued an edict to destroy Christians and their Bibles. The persecution that followed was brutal. Diocletian fashioned a medal engraved, "The Christian Religion is Destroyed." His boast was premature. 25 years later, he was dead, and the new emperor, Constantine, dedicated himself to putting the New Testament in all the churches of his empire. Today, more has been written about the Bible than about any other 1,000 volumes combined. For too many of us, the Bible is used more often to press flowers than nourish our souls. So let's get it out and read. One more question. What did the skunks on the ark have that no other animals had? Baby skunks.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.